This is WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Tonight's forecast, a dark and stormy one. Storms with severe history coming our way. In this area, we're looking at a low overnight of around 62 degrees. And currently in Richland Center, 69 is the reading. A tornado warning issued for northeastern Grant County, southern Richland, and east central Crawford County in our area. And reports of some bad weather, some storms, some wind, and again, some storms that are capable of producing tornadoes. Just heard a report of the tornado sirens going off in Boscobel a few minutes ago as well, keeping people alert and keeping them safe and asking them to take cover, move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors in a mobile home or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Torrential rainfall occurring with the storm as well and could lead to flash flooding. Do not drive your vehicle through the flooded roadways as well. The National Weather Service also recently issued a severe thunderstorm warning for parts of our listening area and then also a tornado warning for northeastern Iowa County, northwestern Dane, southeastern Sauk County. That's until 6:30. The one for the Richland County, Grant County, and Crawford County in effect until 6:30 now as well, it looks like. Nonetheless, this one in Iowa, Dane, and Sauk County producing some very heavy winds at times. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Mazamani. That was about 5 minutes ago, or 8 miles west of Sauk City, moving east at 45 miles per hour. And radar indication that there is some rotation in this particular storm. The impact could be flying debris, dangerous to those caught without shelter, and locations that could be affected include Western Madison, Middleton, Prairie du Sac, Sauk City, Cross Plains, Mazamani, Black Earth, Dane, Arena, and Marksville as well. It is raining, and let's see, we have received all total, what is it, Tim? 240, something like that. Today, all total about 4.5 inches here at the WRCO studio since yesterday. So certainly causing lots of problems. The Kickapoo River certainly has some issues and a flood warning for that area affecting Gays Mills, Reedstown, and Viola. Motorists should not attempt to drive around barricades or drive cars through flooded areas. And I'm sure there are going to be more after all of this rain as well. So be very, very careful. We're going to go ahead and get into our Those Were the Days program. It started a little bit, and we're going to also keep you posted with weather as well, because that's the main concern and the biggest topic for us to be on broadcasting here tonight. So keep it tuned to WRCO for more.
You hear the music you want to hear
on WRCO Richland Center.
When all is said and done, radio's number one.
And we thank you.
Talk about
Leonard Skinner on Those Were the Days. Saturday night, we'll be playing some Southern Rock this evening, and our special guest, Henry Paul from the Outlaws. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for our area. Iowa, Dane, and Sauk County included in the warning area, and then a separate storm in Grant, Richland, and Crawford, northeastern Grant, southern Richland, and east central Crawford, and very kind of eerie looking out there, isn't it? Dark skies and, darker than it should be at this time. And rain continues, torrential rain. We have the latest as well from the National Weather Service. This one affects Sauk County, a flash flood warning for Sauk County as well. Local law enforcement reporting thunderstorms producing heavy rain across the warned areas, and including Baraboo and Reedsburg area in the WRCO listening area. So that is the latest one we have. The current tornado warning in effect until 6:30. The remaining area, we're all under a tornado watch until 8 o'clock this evening, and a flash flood watch remains in effect for the entire WRCO listening area. Well, we'll keep you posted. We're here for you, local radio on WRCO Radio, and our Retro Saturday continues.
Espresso coffee tastes mighty good. That's not the reason why I've gotta get back up to that sugar shack. Whoa, baby, to that sugar shack. Oh, there's this cute little girlie, she's a working there. A black leotard and her feet are bare. I'm gonna drink a lot of coffee, spend a little cash, make that girl love me when I put on some trash. You can understand why I've gotta get back up to that sugar shack. Whoa, baby, to that sugar shack. Yeah, honey, to that sugar shack. Oh, yes, to that sugar shack. And now that sugar shack queen is a married to me, yeah. Just me and her, yes, we're gonna go back to that sugar shack. Whoa, oh, to that sugar shack. Yeah, honey, to our sugar shack. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can't you see I love you? Please don't break my heart too. That's how I do. 'Cause I know that it wouldn't.
fellow out of Iowa had that record back in the day and a tune called Wooden Heart. Joe Dole on the radio, and Donna wanted to hear that one this evening. All total, nearly 3 inches of rain. That's today only. Today alone. So, yeah, lots of challenges. Just heard from a motorist on Highway 58 north of Ithaca. There is water over the road, and I'm not surprised. I'm sure more and more of that, and we'll be getting some of those road reports for you tonight and tomorrow as well as you make your commute. But again, those of us that live around here kind of know those suspect areas, and I'm sure many are going to be affected over the course of the next several hours. And certainly right here in Richland Center, getting a lot of it. Earlier today, one of the heavy rains kind of went to the north of us, and oftentimes those storms will track the same direction. But this one, we've had the last two pretty heavy here in the Richland Center area. We're under a tornado warning for Iowa, Dane, Sauk County, and that goes on until 6:30 tonight. And for us here in the area, for the Richland County area, Southern Richland, along with Northeastern Grant and Crawford County as well, here in southwestern Wisconsin, under a tornado warning, that is until 6:30. As far as a cancellation today, Starlight 14 Drive-In will not be open tonight. We've just heard word of that. So the Starlight 14 will not be open. That's unfortunate. They've had some good movies there and a couple of nights of not such great weather for outdoor movies. Tomorrow does sound better as we look ahead. Tomorrow looks like, well, maybe we'll get our hometown baseball games in tomorrow. Isolated showers in the afternoon, but at this point, it does look a little bit drier. We'll continue on with more of our broadcast here tonight. Again, getting a few requests, but the main focus is weather early on here during tonight's Those Were the Days. No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Jay's Power Center's mission is to provide the best buying experience for its customers. With a large inventory of new and used motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, scooters, and dirt bikes, you'll find the perfect vehicle for you. Plus, Jay's offers a full service center for your motorcycle, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or any power sports vehicle. Fun and good times begin at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
18 minutes after 6 o'clock on a Saturday night, and of course I have no say in this, but we've been doing this retro Saturday show since 1986, and I always think, man, it's rough when we have to read severe weather things and things like that on Saturday night and play two-minute songs, but that's what we're having to do right now. So, but we appreciate you listening, and again, hopefully things kind of calm down. The warning area goes until 6:30 tonight, a watch until 8 this evening. More reports of some roadways that are affected. In fact, a motorist letting us know that Highway 14 West, and that is near Indian Hollow, has debris in the road. Bosstown Road washed out. So some debris washing down from other roads into Highway 14 in that area of Indian Hollow with the flash rains that we've had. Now some flash flooding as well. And again, Highway 58 north of Ithaca, listed with some rain on the roads. National Weather Service has just issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Sauk and Iowa County. That goes until 7 o'clock tonight. So that is evidently in addition to the tornado warning for parts of that area, which we had issued earlier this evening. So a severe thunderstorm warning for Sauk and Iowa County. That is until 7 o'clock this evening. And let's see, what else do we have here today? A tornado warning remains in effect until 6:30 for northeastern Grant and south central Richland counties. A few minutes ago, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Muscadet, or 11 miles southwest of Richland Center, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Reports of some flying debris in this storm. And again, some areas that will be affected include Gotham, the Eagle Cave area affected here a little bit ago, Blue River. So take cover if you're in the path of that storm tonight. A tornado warning remains in effect until 6:30 for northeastern Grant and south central Richland counties. Hello to everybody listening tonight. Thank you. Batten down the hatches if you can.
Another sad day night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Take this. I got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls assisting. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. Back home, I'd be swinging two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. Some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another sad night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to.
That's Sam Cooke, and that is for one of our fine listeners, Mark, in Scandinavia tonight. So thank you so much for listening and sending that request to us. Sam Cooke's Another Saturday Night. Another Saturday Night, and we're reading storm warnings. Here's the latest one that pops up. A flash flood warning for Vernon, Crawford, and Richland counties, beginning now and ending around 9:30 tonight. So again, for the possibility of some rivers and creeks and streams overflowing and quickly. So if you're in the path of those move out, don't try to drive through some of these areas where the high water is as well. Flash flood warning for Vernon, Crawford, and Richland County. That goes until around 9:30 this evening. Severe thunderstorm warning for Iowa and southwestern Sauk County in effect until 7 o'clock. That is the latest that we've had. Severe thunderstorms located along a line from 6 miles southeast of Richland Center to near Muscadet to near Fenimore, moving east at 45 miles an hour, 60 mile an hour wind gusts reported in this, and quarter-size hail as well. Impacting lots of areas in our listening area tonight from the Richland Center area. Also in the flash flood warning, local law enforcement reporting ongoing pockets of flash flooding with debris in the roads and creeks out of their banks. Between 2 and 3 inches of rain have fallen just today alone. And as a result of that, lots of problems with additional rainfall amounts expected in the warned area. Flash flooding of small creeks, streams, mudslides, and steep terrain, urban areas, highways, streets, and underpasses, as well as other poor drainage and low-lying areas. Some locations in the flash flood warning area. Richland Center is in there, along with Ithaca, Soldiers Grove, Gays Mills, Sylvan, Reedstown, along with Mount Sterling. Boaz listed in here as well, with the possibility of some high water coming down the pike. So that's what we know. That's what we have so far here at WRCO as the thunder rolls and continues here at the WRCO studios. Just talked to one of our good listeners in Viroqua, and they said the sun is out tonight. Right there. So, yeah, it's just kind of amazing where that line of storms is. And unfortunately, we're right in the middle of it. WRCO for Marsha. Juniors on WRCO Radio. Those were the days. And again, lots of reports of some tree damage and some places that are washed out. There is a tree down on Spiral Drive. We just heard that there is a tree down there, and it's blocking the roadway. So if you typically go that way, you may want to avoid that. And the officials will be out to take care of that, as that is right over the road today. Again, in Spiral Drive area, reports of some washout and rainouts. And just talked to our friend up on Sugar Grove there, Sugar Grove Ridge, and was saying that he hasn't seen the water that high in quite some time. Just a couple of inches in an hour or so in some locations tonight. Also, Highway 14 even, right here by the radio station, some folks driving through here. There's a lot of water on the road, so be careful that your car doesn't hydroplane, because that's another one of those concerns when there's water. I know the old Vibe doesn't do well with water on the road, so be careful and maybe take it down a little bit so you can keep it under control. Also, reports on Highway 58, we had mentioned that earlier, north of Ithaca with some water across the road, but there are some other areas, too, along Highway 58, going from the Lloyd area to Ithaca and over to Highway 14. The Starlight 14 is closed for tonight. Be aware of that. Here's a rain song from Supertramp. on our Those Were the Days Saturday Night Retro Saturday get together. Supertramp and a rain song that kind of fits today. And just like I mentioned a little bit earlier, our listener in Viroqua saying the sun was out. Well, it's getting brighter all of a sudden to the north of us, and we're just getting a few raindrops now. So hopefully the storm will pass, but it's been interesting to watch and follow the last 24 hours or so, because it rains and I say, oh, it clears off. Oh, it's done. Oh, wait a minute, it's raining again. So it's been kind of a continual spiral, that's for sure. Rain continues here at the WRCO studios in various amounts as well. well. So we're going to be sneaking up, and I'm just kind of guesstimating here since yesterday, up to about 5 inches. And then a couple of reports of a little bit more north of town, but then not as much as you go even further north. So we're kind of centralized with a lot of rain here. And the storm, unfortunately, has followed the same path over the course of the last 24 hours or so. Well, I guess save it in the rain barrels. We may need it in August or September. Unfortunately, that's the way it sometimes goes. We'll be back with more of Those Were the Days in just a moment.
Only Culligan has been in the water softening business for over 80 years and is backed by the industry's strongest warranty. Culligan knows a water softener must be set properly for hardness and your water use to work efficiently. And the Culligan man can perform a 10-point inspection that includes sanitization on any brand water softener. Ensure that you're not wasting salt and water by calling your local Culligan man today. Or go online, CulliganofSouthwestWisconsin.com, and get an inspect and check.
See the new Buick Envista at your local Buick dealer, Sleepy Hollow. The new Buick Envista crossover, a great car with great fuel economy at a great price. Starting only $23,990 and in stock now at Sleepy Hollow in Viroqua. Buick Enclave, Buick Envision, Buick Encore GX, and the all-new Buick Envista. At Sleepy Hollow Chevrolet Buick GMC, now your new local Buick dealer on Viroqua's north side.
Sleepy Hollow.
Roof. What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof.
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof.
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg has everything to make the outdoors awesome. From Polaris ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, timber sled kits, and slingshots, there's a great lineup of Can-Am ATVs and UTVs, genuine scooters, Rayhu dirt bikes, and Ski-Doo snowmobiles. And that's just a partial list of Jay's Power Center. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg, ready to get you and the family outside.
Jay's Power Center, get on out.
Thanks for joining us, WRCO Radio. A busy night. Looks like the tornado warning has now passed. That went away about 6:30 for our immediate area. But now lots of reports of some flash flood watches and warnings. The newest one is a flash flood warning for Columbia, Sauk, and Dane County, in effect now until 9:30 tonight. That is also in effect for our immediate listening area in the Richland Center area as well. Reports of some high water and some flooding as well, and even some folks right in the city of Richland Center that are experiencing some problems right around Larson Street, where some water has washed. I know even last night it was like a lake coming down some of those streets. So some folks that are in need of some help there, possibly in the Larson Street area. So if you're out and about and can lend a helping hand, maybe head over in that direction. But again, kind of hard in some areas to get some cars through the way it sounds tonight, with some debris down, some trees, and high water as well. Our special guest on Those Were the Days is Henry Paul, leader of the Outlaws, who put out a great album back in 1975. I asked Henry Paul about that.
You know, it's kind of like first love. You never, ever get over that. Mm-hmm. You never forget that or get over it. I mean, it was, you know, going to Los Angeles and sitting in a, you know, a world-famous recording studio with a world-famous producer. A man that took us from being a bar band to being a national record-selling act was magical. And I remember when we finished the record, we mixed it, and we had a what they call a test pressing. And I called everyone up and said, I got the new record in the mail. my stereo isn't the best. I had what they called at that time a Zenith Circle of Sound, and it was just a small, inexpensive home stereo. So we decided we were going to meet at the upscale stereo, you know, stereo equipment store in Tampa, and we went down to Maurice's audio store, and they let us use the demonstration room, which was a room inside the store where they you could close the door and turn it up, and we all sat in there and listened to the album side one, and then flipped it to side two, and our jaws dropped open. I mean, they had done a wonderful job recording and mixing the record, and it was, I mean, we knew that we had something really polished and really competitive and really special. And so Arista went out and killed for us, and we went out and put a damn good show on every night, and it all worked the way we'd hoped it would.
The Outlaws, our special guest Henry Paul tonight, and a tune for Cliff in Kenosha listening in to our program. Those were the days on WRCO Saturday night. More road problems, a full closure east and west on Highway 154 at Buckeye Road due to water over the roadway. So that is in the area of, let's see, Rock Springs area, Wisconsin 154, eastbound and westbound. That is closed in Sauk County. And Highway 130 in Sauk County is closed due to flooding with debris over the road. That's in the area of Durst Road, Wisconsin 130, northbound and southbound closed for the time being. County O, which is a county about 5 miles from Quick Trip, with water over the road. There's probably some other areas too. And Spiral Drive in Richland Center. There is a tree down Spiral Drive, so avoid that area until that can be remedied. All right. I think we're up to date. Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant in Boscobel present a sweet turntable treat. Oh, yes. Thanks for joining us tonight. Thank you. Quite a crowd outside in the rain. REO Speedwagon. That's for Red in Dodgeville tonight. All right. Yeah, we're going to play some trivia tonight. We will. We want to mention a couple of more roads that are affected by the high water. Robin Hollow Road and Smith Hollow Road around the area of Highway 58 affected by water, with water over the roads. Highway G to Hill Point flooded as well. And again, we gave you several earlier as well. And even Highway 14 affected in some areas near Indian Hollow. And some of it is the washed out things from other roadways and driveways and things like that. And even in the city of Richland Center, lots of water. I was down there last night and it looked like they had flooded the lakes like it was a big water slide coming down the roads and the streets in Richland Center. And I'm sure tonight, kind of no exception. The rain has let up here at WRCO. 3.19 in the rain gauge. That's just today. So yeah, to yesterday's total, we're well over 5 inches of rain all total. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7 o'clock tonight for Iowa and southwestern Sauk counties. About 5 minutes ago, a storm extending along the line from 6 miles northeast of Spring Green to near Dodgeville to 10 miles north of Platteville was moving east at 45 miles an hour. And again, the impact has some winds up to 60 miles an hour and quarter-size hail as well. Well, all right. Well, let's see. Where are we going? Let's do a little trivia for you. We can do that. Regular features. We'll start to kind of ease back into it here tonight, if you will. So let's see here. Which one should we go with? All right. Okay. Which one of the following was not a mascot of the Hostess snack family? A, Fruit Pie the Magician. Or could it be B, Chauncey the Chocodile? C, Chief Big Wheel. Or D, Little Chocolate Devil? Which one of the following was not a mascot of the Hostess snack family? Fruit Pie the Magician, Chauncey the Chocodile, Chief Big Wheel, or Little Chocolate Devil? Good luck. Get ready and get set. We've got some more requests coming your way here tonight. Here's one for Vicky and Betty. Going back in time a little bit to the innocent days of music.
They say for every boy and girl, there's just one love in this whole world. And I know I found my love. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place.
That Young Love on WRCO. Which of the following was not a mascot of the Hostess snack family? Fruit Pie the Magician, Chauncey the Chocodile, Chief Big Wheel, or Little Chocolate Devil?
Hi, WRCO Trivia. This is Phil. You got an answer?
No.
Was it that D, the chocolate, little chocolate guy?
Yeah, there you go. That's correct. You betcha. Who are we talking with?
Your old pal, Ronnie.
Ronnie, how you doing, man?
Oh, I was just out canoeing.
Yeah, it's pretty wicked out there, man.
Congrats. Ronnie's the winner this time around. That's right. They were all mascots. Fruit Pie the Magician and Chief Big Wheel. Remember Big Wheels? They were bigger than ding dongs. They kind of looked like big hockey pucks, and they were wrapped in aluminum foil. They no longer make them. Chief Big Wheel, and then let's see, Little Chocolate Devil, that wasn't such a thing, but Chauncey the Chocodile was their mascot, and basically that was a Twinkie covered with chocolate.
This may take a while.
Have a Chocodile! Hostess Chocodiles from Chauncey Chocodile. It takes a while to eat a Chocodile.
You'll have to wait a while.
Have a Chocodile! It's so big and delicious that it takes a while to eat a Chocodile. Hostess Chocodile! Lots of golden cake covered with chocolate flavor and cream filling inside. So big and delicious that it takes a while to eat a Chocodile. Hostess Chocodile's cake.
I wish I had one, huh? I do. That sounds pretty good. Anyway, keep listening for your chance to win like Ronnie did. Good job. Again, some tree problems, water problems. We've been getting flooded with lots of calls about the roadways and things that we're trying to kind of keep you out of trouble. Might be best just to kind of stay off some of these roads tonight. Highway N, there's a tree over the road. Also between Double N and Mislich Drive, that has some blockage or some debris there. Highway T, flooded again. In the Ithaca area. And what do we have now? Thank you, Tim. Tornado watch previously in effect until 8 o'clock this evening, now in effect until 10 for Iowa and Sauk counties. So that has been extended until 10 o'clock, a tornado watch tonight. I was hopeful that maybe this was the last hurrah of all this stuff, but maybe not. We'll see. We'll be here for you. We're here until the midnight hour playing some great tunes of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. And here's one for Dawn this evening.
Hey, baby, jump over here when you do the ooby-dooby. I just got a minute, ooby-dooby.
With a classic tune there, a little rockabilly number going all the way back to 1956. On WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.